Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
Once you see B here and you see me here, we here. What does that mean, B?
It's not easy to earn, bro.
It's not. In fact, it's hard to earn.
Absolutely.
Another
man.
Episode Absolutely. Of Hard to Earn. How you doing, sir?
I'm well, boy.
I know you were doing exceptionally. And before we get into this episode, I don't want to go too far into this because it's a pretty long episode.
Yeah.
But congratulations, man. Iconic Records is out there right now.
I had the
pleasure of attending you guys' celebratory event, room full of amazing people. And what I saw on that screen was just, you know, it took my breath away.
Yeah, a little sample, man.
The story that you guys are telling.
You are going to love it.
I'm a Coney Island, Brooklyn guy. New York City guy.
But you also a music nerd.
I'm a music guy.
Biggie fan.
Notorious, glorious, Christopher.
And you love a good story, bro. So like, yo, man, this has all the shit you like, man.
My brother wrote and directed it, so I already know I'm going to love it.
And I wrote and directed it.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to
Angie Martinez. Absolutely. Even though you didn't make sure I got a photo with Angie Martinez.
Yo, why you care? Bro, I was on.
That was your one job. You had one job.
I was not sober. Once I got that stage, boy, I jumped into a bottle of Doucet, man.
Inside the bottle.
Inside.
It's a very oddly shaped bottle for you to get in.
I'm telling you,
fuck,
man.
Are you a genie?
I'd be morphing.
Yeah, but definitely check that out.
Yeah,
and we have a podcast as well.
Yeah.
Hard to Earn.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And speaking of big, you know, speaking of rotund lyricists.
There is gonna be a part of this conversation where we get into some notorious B.I.G. talk though.
Oh, I know, yeah.
But yes, 25 years of Big Punisher's Capital Punishment album.
Sir. Greatest Puerto Rican rapper of all time.
Man. Talk to me. Take me back 25 years.
I mean, the first time I ever heard Pun, Stretch and Bobbito, You're Not a Killer. Mm. And it's certain artists, you know, when I first heard them, it froze me.
You just know, bro.
And I'm like, who is this?
Right. This is different.
This is different. 97. Who is this?
And I love that you said you discovered Pun on Stretch and Bob because so many MCs came through there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So many dope rappers came through there. So many dope lyricists came through there that could spit some ill shit and you would like it and you were whining and you were like, yeah, that's a crazy voice.
It.
And then some people came through
and
there
like,
and you were like,
oh,
this is different.
He's above.
Chris Rios, different. Pun was on that Source cover, right?
Absolutely.
It was the rookies.
Yeah.
It was Pun, Cannabis,
Cameron,
Nori.
Yeah.
Right. That was that freshman class.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. That class. That was the original freshman cover.
Wow.
Honestly.
How about that?
Yeah. That was the original freshman cover.
How about that?
But yeah, you know, they were moving around a lot together. There's like that infamous freestyle of them at the dinner. All together. I think Mos Def was involved with that too. Yeah, man. So good times. This is like really great times for hip hop, bro.
Awesome. Amazing.
Some people argue 80s, some people argue 90s, some people maybe even lean into the early 2000s.
Yeah.
But for me, man.
Nah, that mid 90s, man.
That 93 to 98. Yeah, that thing
was.
That's a wild five.
I kind of put that five against any other
five. Let's get into it.
But Pun, out of all those rookies, was the best rapper.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let me
Absolutely.
Let me let me Okay. Let me ponder on that. Bring it back. We'll bring it back later. I want to get into some of the album. But I want to think about that.
Let's set it off
though. A little bit, man. Let's set it off. So we're going to skip the intro and get right into Beware.
Beware.
Produced by Juju of the Beat Nuts. Shout out to my guy Ju. Shout out to Psycho Less as well. Out to Tariq. Man, what a great way to start the album.
Oh, man.
What a set off.
In case you didn't know, I'm kind of lyrical.
I'm not finna rap.
Yeah. I'm rapping.
I'm finna rap.
Man. I mean, just
let me pause you right there though, because we're gonna talk a lot about Pun's lyricism. But the first thing I actually wrote here after lyricism was voice, flow, and rhyme schemes.
Okay,
because
no, and the thing is, and I have that right after lyricism. My thing is, Pun's delivery is so crazy, and he has such that riptide flow when you know it's effortless. He melts bars into the other. It's so seamless, right? And so semi-automatic. Yo, I don't think people really understand this man's vocabulary.
Oh, nah, he was going crazy.
He's a true wordsmith. Like, he just gave you so much of it.
It's almost impossible to digest it initially.
You can't appreciate the essential water if you're getting waterboarded.
You almost have to dissect it and pause it.
And read it.
No, you definitely should read it.
You have to
look at it in black and white because to hear it is one thing and to feel it pause is one thing. But if you actually read those lyrics and what he was saying and how he was saying it, you're like, wow.
Wow.
Eminem gets a lot of that credit for the rhyme couplet within the rhyme and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But Pun was doing that shit so crazily as well.
And you know, he loves rhyming the next bar with the punch. Like, he loves that.
Yeah,
he does it so well, too. He's like, it's not fair.
Nah, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair.
But then also, again, we always talk about, like, you know, cosmetic flows, right? Like, there's certain artists that just sound good. They got nice flows. They're not really saying much. Raekwon does it. Sometimes he'll just... make it sound good, right? You don't really know what he's saying. But
I have no idea what he's saying. I love the way it sound, though.
That's what I'm saying. Ghost does that also, right?
Love the way it sound, though.
I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. But Pun is saying something like, what was the line? Niggas is hard as hell, but they Gargamels. Picking on the smallest victim gives them the heart to kill.
Wow. Not a Smurf reference. In this hard-ass record, you make a reference
the
on
South
the
Bronx natives.
About the Smurfs, but make it make sense.
Gargamel.
Make it make sense, though.
Hard as hell, but Gargamel.
Hard to kill. You know what I'm saying? Like, just bending up the vocabulary. I know that Fat Joe had to be losing his mind.
When he discovered Pun,
he had to be losing his mind.
Because I'm reading the book now, right? So I was hoping to get
what
to
book?
The Fat Joe's book.
I know.
My bad. Yeah, yes. I'm reading Fat Joe's book, written by my boy Shaheem Reed, Rocklit. Shout out to Rocklit.
And Team Shaheen.
And he's, yo, Fat Joe's childhood was insanity.
I can imagine.
Insane. I mean, I knew it was crazy. I didn't know the depths of the insanity.
How insane it was.
But anyway, I was hoping to get to the point where he met Pun or discovered Pun and how that relationship, you know, came about. Because Joe was super heavy in the street. So I wanted to know, like, did they meet on some rap shit or did they meet on some street shit?
Joe's told that story though.
I also remember it because it was so. I mean, you know, we was reading every magazine when it came out.
So
I knew the story, but like it was so long ago, I forgot.
You know, I mean, I've gone on record numerous times. Fat Joe, in my opinion, is the most improved rapper of all time.
Agreed.
Although I loved Flo Joe when it came out,
I did not love Flo Joe.
I just, you know, it was one of those records that did I think it was the best record? No, but I loved it for what it was.
Appreciate.
And we were getting so much hip hop then. He was not in my top anything, right? But I respected it. It was authentic. You know, I heard the flaws in the flow. Yeah. And
Shit Is a Real Remix made me fuck with Joe.
Very good one. Shout out to Prem.
I'm like, damn, you're going to make me like this car. This beat is irresistible.
Shout out to Diamond D. Shout out to the whole DITC. Yeah.
This beat is irresistible.
But my point is, Joe knew he wasn't the best rapper.
Yes, he did.
So for
that's
him
why he worked
to,
that. That's why I respect Joe because he,
I love Joe.
I love Joe.
And he's a great guy.
He's amazing.
He's one of my favorite people in this business.
Also in the first episode of Life After
Death.
There we
go. Talk your shit, God. For Pun to be as nice as he was, I know Joe had to be salivating like, oh my God.
Fucking get me.
This is exactly what I needed.
Because he knows what's in the game already.
He knows
what's not there.
And he knows where his capabilities in. So for him to line up with this guy, like, oh, I'm going to take, oh, we're going to go crazy.
And my pen is going to get sharper.
We're going to go crazy. Yeah. We're going to go crazy.
Twins.
yeah, twinsitos, man. Yeah. Anything else you got?
No, I really just want to, you know, I want folks, because, I mean, these episodes that we do are going to get people to go back to these albums. But, like, when you go back to this Capital Punishment album, man, just... Don't get caught up in the, you know, the surface
shit is great. Bruh, dig in.
Don't fuck around and catch a rude awakening. My crew's basically patiently waiting for you to move your patrons in. He could have said guests.
No, that doesn't rhyme.
Son.
That's not part of the couplet. That's not part of the scheme.
Basically patiently waiting for you to move your patrons in.
Different, bro. Different.
Vocab,
different,
man.
Different, bro. Why are you rhyming like that?
That's your just the first song.
Why are you rapping in that manner, sir? What did you give B-Ware?
A 9.
Give it a 9?
Yeah.
Gave it a 9.5.
Okay, my man.
Gave it 9.5. Super lyrical. I have to hear your take on this. Well, all songs, because that's literally what the job is. But also because I know I have no choice. But also because
hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I know how much you love Black Thought mm-hmm. and how high you rank him mm-hmm. and where he sits in your mind as an MC.
Yeah.
When I looked at the track, when I saw his name on the track listed,
I lost it.
I was like, oh my God.
I lost it.
There's no way.
There's no way.
This is not humanly possible.
Best song of the year.
It was the best song on Earth. The whole entire planet.
Yeah, man.
So super lyrical. Shout out to Rockwilder Production.
So same, right? Me, I was a... Always been. I've been a massive Black Thought fan since 94. Massive. And I was always the guy that was like, you know, bigging him up when nobody was like really fuck with him like that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, you know, they fuck with Concerto or I Shall, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, I'm like, yo, y'all don't understand. He bodies everything. Jazz records, a fucking Rozelle beatboxing, he bodies everything. So when I saw a pun, he went to kill a pun with my guy, I'm like, oh my God. And it wasn't that to me.
It wasn't.
No.
Wow.
No, I thought, and the funny thing is my cousin passed last year. He used to fucking kill me because he knew, he used to fuck him because he knew how much of a Black Thought fan. He was like, this ain't super lyrical. Pun busts Black Thought's ass. I mean, even to this day.
Oh, you didn't give me the, that's my question. Let me ask it.
He's a fucking dick, man. He's not bad. He's not bad.
But we know how alien he is and can be.
Right.
And so
the song is called, I'm thinking you rise to the occasion.
Right.
It's Big Pun. 97. He's the nastiest Puerto Rican rapper we've ever heard.
I'm thinking that
it's also the same time that it's the same time that Illadelph is out.
I'm thinking that this is gonna give Black Thought the opportunity to showcase how ill of an MC he is outside of the root setting, because I think that was the part that was holding people back from really fucking with him, because they couldn't get into all of the production.
Oh my goodness.
Because it was the band. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a different thing. So I'm like, oh, now he gonna show y'all how crazy.
So,
and I still think he got off.
He got off. But thing is, it would have been appreciated more if it wasn't Pun rhyming with him. Because Pun goes crazy.
The back-to-back is poetic to me, though.
It is. It's the best part of the song.
Yeah, that's the best.
But I'm just saying, individual verses... Nah, bro. And the funny thing is, yo, you took the words right out of my mouth. When I saw it on paper, I was like, now the world's going to find out.
Yeah.
They're finally going to understand what I've been saying. And I didn't get that opportunity. Niggas was like, that's your man? That's what he did? And I'm like, of course, it wasn't a whack verse or anything like that, but they knew he didn't match to
Hey, yo, my murderer is rap, verbal attack, actual flag, tactical tracks, match perfectly with graphical stat. Why are you? Why would you? Why? Sir, what are you
why?
Doing?
Why don't invite me to your house?
What are you doing?
Just keep the beat to your...
That tackle your back and shackle and laugh at you. That's mathematical madness. It's a more than savage, the strong, the marriage and bond of havoc and soul. Yo, what?
That's super lyrical. That is super lyrical.
I don't like him.
That's super lyrical.
I don't like him.
What the fuck?
Dog. He just came in the building acting fool.
Just unnecessary, man. That is not hospitable. You invited that man to your album, man.
You bring me into my house. You know what I mean? You bring me into my home. Yo, this is crazy. He's not done yet, by the way.
Oh, man. He never stops. He never stops.
He's still rapping that verse right now. He never stops, man. Yeah, nah, like.
So, yeah, man.
Just the wherewithal.
And I'm like, where is... What was the shit? Respond, React. Remember that? Mm. Remember Respond, React?
Somewhat.
The beat pimp, the ill Philly resident that's far from hesitant, corrupt like a president, never benevolent, but poetically prevalent, cool in the peppermint.
You needed that.
Where's that?
That was supposed to happen.
Where's that?
Niggas, it's the same year. I'm nice with the blah, blah, blah. Yo, and they use the cannabis freestyle, which to me was crazy. No, that was over freaking you.
Yeah, yep.
I thought that was so dope.
So dope.
Because
I can't win. Come on, man. With Adrian in there?
You know what I mean? Like, for
he's
Rocky.
Too strong.
You seen him. You know how strong he is. As we proceed, Taste's Choice skit. I mean, we're not going to rate the skits. It's just obnoxious as fuck. It's unnecessary as fuck. Hilarious, by the way.
Hilarious.
I laughed at all of the skits on here.
Skits are so good.
The skits are really fucking good. They're good. They unnecessary, but necessary.
Exactly. I love it.
Still not a player. Featuring Joe. The remix, if you will. Okay. Produced by nobody.
So now I have questions.
Okay.
Are you I'm not a player or still not a player?
Oh, I'm not a player.
I knew it, man.
Definitely I'm not a player. You still not a player?
No, I'm not a player.
You're not a player?
I'm not a player.
You're my darling, darling baby.
Again. Again. The second song I heard from Pun was I'm Not a Player.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, shit. He makes chick records. This is...
Why did they give us
the Still Not a Player before the... Why did they sequence it like that? That's so weird.
Because that was the record that went.
We know that. Yeah, but I'm saying... Like, but
I'm Not a Player didn't really work. Still Not a Player was the radio...
I'm Not a Player was the One More Chance. That was...
Right, exactly.
That was One More Chance.
Right. So...
Which was also perfection.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, yes, like you said, man. Oh, shit, this guy knows how to make chick records.
I was like, oh, crazy. Shit.
But this, Still Not a Play, is a radio record.
Super. I mean, it's like four different, like two bridges and a hook.
Yeah, it's like.
Joe.
Right.
This is all that I am Joe, too, by the way. Joe's on fire right now.
With the shiny baldy.
Woo!
All the things your man won't do.
That you know album. What I mean? Don't get me started on that album.
Yeah, so I got, you know, obviously it's a single, but it's a radio record.
It's a radio record.
And that's
radio.
The difference super between radio. The original version.
Super radio.
It has all of the makings. It has all of the elements and pieces that you need to be successful at radio. But.
He's drilling
he's
shit.
So
the pockets.
Good. He's so good of an
the
MC.
The pockets.
That he found a way to still MC in the confines of this very formulaic record.
No, he didn't just MC. He's still being super lyrical.
Super lyrical?
Penthouse Suite, Penthouse Freaks, In-House Beats, French Contis, 10,000 piece, rent out lease with an option to buy, copping a five or a Benz on when I'm not far in the sky. That's your radio record.
Lyrical is what? Pattern, flow, pattern is crazy. It's not even necessary, bro.
He doesn't have to do that. He's on the radio. There's no reason to be. There's no reason to come with those pockets.
Yeah.
What?
It does everything it needs to do without alienating the people that fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
And he was still able to be the super, the high caliber MC that he is.
I don't think he knew how not to.
Yeah. Right. That's a fact. You're right.
Like, dumbing it down is not as easy as it seems for people.
This is dumbing down. Yeah.
Right.
You're right.
It's not, you know, for me, writing some nonsensical shit is much more difficult than writing a lyrical verse. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I really got to think about how to go OD. Right, you know what I'm saying? And I can imagine, not that I'm comparing myself to Pun, but he just don't know how to not spit that shit.
Big hated Big Papa. Think about that. Right. He hated Big Papa.
Right.
That's crazy.
These records are necessary, though, right? Especially in this time.
But also, Big Papa is so good. Big Papa's perfect. Like,
yeah, but you...
He's still lyrical in that shit.
We don't want to rhyme to that beat. Yeah, we don't want that chorus. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, we don't want that. Yeah, anything else you got? This record clearly stands the test of time. I mean, this is one of the records that's never gone away. It's in the Big Pun Museum.
It's definitely, absolutely. Might be the biggest single ever.
It's difficult, then. How do you rate it?
9.5
9.5 Yeah. Not a perfect 10.
No.
Why?
Because I'm still not a player.
No, I don't like that answer.
No, because it is the commercial version of I'm Not a Player.
It is.
Which I love.
You're right.
And it's soulful. It got the sample. And it's super creative. I'm Not a Player, I Don't Crush It. That's where it comes from. And it's also wild lyrical. So I'm saying, like, it's still, it may not have worked, but it's still a beautiful chick record. That's also...
Of the two, we've already both established. Of the two, I'm Not a Player is my favorite. Yes. Of the two.
Absolutely.
Still Not a Player.
It's still an amazing song.
Is a perfect record, though.
It's a perfect record.
It's a perfect record.
Yeah, I mean, I figured you would give it a perfect 10.
It's a perfect record. I didn't want to give it a 10 because it's not my favorite of the two.
Yeah.
But
it's still a little light for me, man. It's super playful. Like, I mean, like, I don't get excited when I hear this song. I respect it and I know what it does. But it doesn't do that for me. I'm so glad they played this song. If I hear I'm Not a Player, when I hear My Darling, I'm like, oh!
But in fairness, because it was a smash single, you hear it way more than the original.
For sure.
So you get tired of it after a while.
I don't get tired of Choice Is Yours.
You get tired of all his. Nah. You don't want to hear.
I never get tired of hearing Big Papa.
When you hear Choice Is Yours, you get excited like, oh my God.
Absolutely. Dude, it happened. Yeah, absolutely. Every time.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't jump up, but I love hearing. It's never like, I'm never like, oh, I don't want to hear that shit. But like, Still Not a Player can become background music for me. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
As we proceed.
Yeah. Dream Shatterer. Man.
Shout out to my brother Domingo he's on the production.
He's not on the radio right now. He's back.
Nah, he's back to rapping.
Back to rapping.
He's back in his backpack. Yeah. He's back in the pack of the mag in the back of the act. Like, yeah, he's all of that shit.
All of that shit, man.
So, by the time we get to this song B, my mind starts to wander a little bit. And it's funny because he actually makes a reference in the song, but my mind started to go here prior to hearing this line in the song.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if circumstances were different
mm-hmm.
and Christopher Wallace
mm-hmm.
did not pass away when he did,
mm-hmm.
Christopher Rios came on the scene the way he did,
mm-hmm.
I think at some point Pun would have made a shot for the crown.
Take a shot at Biggie?
Not a shot at Biggie, but would have done things and referenced and just took his claim at the crown, at the King of New York.
What makes you say that? I mean, he was very clear about how much Big inspired him, even on this album.
No doubt. And you know the old saying is your idols become your rivals.
Right.
Pun had it all.
He did.
Pun, we just talked about him having the radio record and the chick record and being able to rap and being a big guy. We know how much respect he had for Big. But he also had the battery in his back from the Latin community.
Right.
And Joe.
Yep.
And just that New York City bravado and that Bronx-Brooklyn rivalry mm-hmm. kind of thing. I feel like, and obviously it's an assumption because unfortunately... Right. You know, Big passed away when he did.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think at some point he would have took his stake at the crown, at the King of New York. He also literally says that line in this song, but I was starting to feel like that once we got to the song. I was like, yo, he had it all. And he said he took cues from Big as a big guy. And what couldn't he do? And he had the Puerto Rican Latin community waving the flag. He was already their king. So it was only a matter of times before to be the king.
So with that point then, the question begs, what do you feel Big could do that Pun couldn't do? Unless you're saying that they're equal. Or Pun is better.
What I'm saying is Pun had everything had that Big had.
Yeah.
He had it all.
Yeah.
Or everything that I credit Big for, I see in Big Pun as well. Lyrical shit, street shit.
I don't think he had charisma, wit,
the ladies fuck with
he
him.
He had wit. I don't think he had the charisma that Big had. Like, I don't think he carried over. I think Pun was still very much a rap dude loved by rappers. The girls fucked with his song, but girls wasn't like, oh, we love Pun. Like, women loved Big.
I mean, obviously, Pun kept getting heavier and shit like that, but the ladies fuck with Pun.
No, I mean, in real life, yeah. I mean, when he was also, I mean, he was also like Diesel at one point and all that.
I'm talking about Big Pun the rapper.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he had the casual female rap fan the way that Big did. I don't think that.
Well, in fairness, again, that's why I said if Big would not have passed away mm-hmm. and Pun would have kept going the way he was going, mm-hmm. he would have gotten it because Big did at least have more time on mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. You know, Pun had 2.5 years.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, it was quick. I just think that...
But also, Pun's second album isn't better than his first album.
No, it's not. But...
Big's second album is better than his first album.
Well, because he had all of the pieces around him to make that masterpiece album.
Pun had everything. You see who's on this album?
Pun didn't have the brilliance of Puff Daddy, though.
I mean, but they had the blueprint and Pun was using it. I mean, Pun had everything that he... The thing is, it comes down to the
individual. They were still very much in the silo, though.
Yeah, like,
they were in their own Terror Squad world.
That's what I'm saying. And there's a reason for that, though.
But I think as you grow, like, and this is all, you know, speculation.
Because I'm saying Big is out the way. So if you're really making your point, if Big is out the way, then it's a clear shot for Pun.
Yeah, but at that point, you know, Pun passed even before the album came out. Right? Yeah, he passed before they could shoot the video for It's So Hard. He was dealing with so much other... He was almost 800 pounds when he passed away. But if he had the clear pathway to just focus on music and... Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And that's...
I just feel like Pun possessed...
Have you ever seen Pun live? It's not Big. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, it's not Big.
It's not Big.
It's not Big.
That part is fair.
That's what I'm saying. That persona. Like, he didn't have... He wasn't as smooth. And I mean...
Well, Pun would sit down because he was so heavy. And because
the way he
created his records, it was so much breath control that he had to sit down and deliver it. Any notes specific on this record?
He blacks. I mean, it's...
That part.
I mean, I don't love the beat. I think it's a little remedial. It didn't really age well. The hook is kind of repetitive. But, I mean, he's just so masterful. You don't really hear anything else. You forget that the beat isn't stellar. Like, you know, we always say, like, you played the beat by itself. But, like, if you play this beat by itself, like, it's nothing really. Even with the hook, it's really nothing. It's Pun's just a lyrical genius. You know what I mean? Everything you fear is near. You ain't got to search further. The first murder's the worst. Now I thirst further for reverse birth. Every verse hurts. Every curse word's already more offended than Eddie Murph's worse. What?
Yo, bro.
Why will you add Eddie Murph? How do you...
He's
hold up, but the last line after that, right? Eddie Murph's worse. I thirst for blood like a vampire. Why would you bring a vampire after Eddie Murphy?
Because he was a vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I want you to connect the dots,
come
people.
Come on,
like,
man.
What's wrong with this man? What are we doing here? Nah, I hit him with 1,000 pounds of pressure per slap. Like, per slap. 1,000 pounds
hold
of pressure.
Then?
Per slap. Make his whole body jerk back and watch the earth crack. Hand him his purse back. Why did he have a purse?
Because he's a bitch. Oh my God.
I mean, I agree with you on the production is not anything that is, it's not anything exceptional to run home and tell mama about, but I think it works for this. It gives Pun the landscape that he needs to really just go crazy. It's not doing too much. Mm-hmm. It's more of a, you know, but this is, you know, this is 98. It's a simpler beat, but it's not a bad beat.
And I was always wondering, why did they use that piece of You're Not a Killer? Like, why that piece for the hook? It's like, there were so many other lines on that song, man.
Well, this is what I'm saying about the genius of really knowing how to craft a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you hear the difference between Ready to Die to Life After Death. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you hear the difference between both of those albums are incredible. But you hear, even from the Chronic, the growth in Doggy Style, right? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get better. You get better at this shit. You understand more of this shit. I think that these guys were operating just amongst themselves at this point, and they didn't really have a mastermind to come in to really A&R the project and to really curate it. They was making joints. And then, this shit dope. We gonna put it on here. Which is why this album is so long.
Yeah.
You could trim some of the fat of some of these songs in this project and make it a tougher project.
Definitely.
Although it's a tough project. But once you get to the end, and we'll talk about it.
You could have definitely left like two or three songs off this
for
project
sure, for
and
sure.
it would have been a tight album.
Tighten
for
it
sure.
up.
For sure.
What'd you give Dream Shatterer?
8.5.
Yeah, 8.5 as well.
Cool.
Punish Me. Featuring Jonesy. Shout out to Miss Jones. She got a new single out there right now called Calling All Ladies. That is really dope.
Jonesy.
Spoke to Jonesy today. That's gang.
That's what's up, man. Shit. I love this record.
I was like, where's he going?
I love this record.
You got quiet and melancholy.
I think I got lost on Jonesy. Yeah, it's Jonesy. I got lost in Jonesy.
I hate you, and, yo.
I'm back there. I'm sorry.
Are you though?
You turn. I'm back.
God.
Yo, I love this record, man. I love this record. Again, he's moonwalking on this shit, bro.
Right, but now he's showing.
But it's also
that he can stick to a concept
and storytelling.
Right, this is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, buddy.
Bro, we had it all. So this is like a definitive chick record. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow, he could do that too?
Oh, get vulnerable.
Another, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like another tool in the tool belt.
Yeah,
B. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because this is like a definitive, the beat, what the beat is doing, the story that he's telling, the vulnerability, the Miss Jones hook is buttery. I'm like, man, this guy's kind of a problem, bro. This guy's kind of a problem.
This song is great.
Oh, no, I fuck with it. She sounds great, but it's simple, but it's exactly what it needed.
It sounds good.
You know what I'm saying?
It sounds good.
But yeah.
He's just moonwalking on this shit, man. I felt stupid. Cupid stuck me with a poison arrow. Should have drowned you when I found you crushing in my boy's command.
You should have.
Yo.
You definitely should have.
Fucking my.
What's popping, guys? It's JG here from Blowing Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Blowin' Smoke podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of the biggest names in your favorite industries. And all that brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
Boy in his Camaro is a deal breaker.
First of all, how small are you guys?
That's a deal.
To be fucking in a Camaro.
He's mad. Punch is mad because he couldn't fuck
in a Camaro. He couldn't fuck, let alone get in the car.
Yo, B. You fuck my man in the car, that's a deal breaker.
You gonna break up with her?
That's a deal breaker.
Just for that?
That's a deal breaker.
You didn't really love her.
Maybe not then. Or maybe I really did.
Maybe you really love yourself.
More than anybody.
Self-love is very important.
Oh, man.
Frank Nitti on production.
Oh,
failed relationship shit. Like, the flow pattern on this record.
Which
is
one?
So unnecessary.
Jesus.
Bro, you don't have to do all of that here.
It's unnecessary.
You don't have to do all of that here.
Unnecessary, bro, man.
You already got the job. You don't have to do all of that here.
She got too big for her britches, but the bridge is over. Not the one in Queens, the one she dreaming when it wasn't so black.
Yo, just too good.
Why?
Just too good of a rapper. Like, just so good of a rapper that it's like second nature to really be in these pockets and find these flows and be witty, but also have this wordplay.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
it's a milky delivery, man. It feels like I'm listening to shit like he's pouring lyrics in your fucking ear, man.
Nah, it's sad that Pun didn't get a chance to
really
live up to the potential that we see.
He would have fucked it up, man. He would have fucked it up,
man. The thing that you gotta remember is that these artists were young men. And they were they were only going to get better.
Yeah.
And they were only going to get wiser. They were going to have more life experience.
More life.
And yeah, we've seen artists go the other way and lose a step. But we said at the top of this episode, Pun was special. So he wasn't going this way. He was only going to do this.
There's no way now.
He was only going to travel the world and have more experience and make more money and do more shit and get better.
Yeah.
And maybe he would have had an opportunity to get around some real music men to make better bodies
and
work.
And the crazy part is, right, it's like...
Men and women.
The crazy part is that, you know, we we talk about, you know, obesity. We don't really treat obesity like a disease, man.
Oh, but it is.
But like, he was in rehab.
Nah, he was in rehab. He left the rehab early.
He escaped.
And he had, right.
You know the story about him tricking Nori to come get him?
Yeah, had to be Nori. Yeah, man. Because Miss Jones is on this song and just thinking about Nori, when she did her Drink Champs episode, she talked about Big Pun putting her in his publishing, giving her publishing on records that she wasn't on. Because they loved each other. They weren't in a relationship, she says. They weren't in a relationship, but they had a very intimate friendship.
Did she have a Camaro?
Yo, where'd you get a song, yo? Because you're an asshole.
A nine.
Give, nah, I gave it a nine as well. You're a pure idiot, and I don't know why people like you.
That's wild. That's so wild.
We've made reference to this song earlier. I'm glad we're here.
This was the set-off. This was the set-off.
I'm glad we're here.
This is the set-off.
You ain't a killer. You still learning how to walk. Young Lord on the beat. We love Young Lord. He's made some dope joints. This beat still knocks crazy in 2023.
It really does. To
Ray's opinion.
It really does.
Yes, you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bing, yeah. Bing. Yeah. Michael Jackson sample. Yo, he caught like.
Which one?
He caught like.
I think I knew this.
Yeah, it's an MJ sample. I don't want to stop the episode because we got a lot, but I'll play it for you afterwards.
Okay.
But yeah, he just put it together crazy.
I didn't know about the Michael sample. That's crazy.
I'm going to play it for you. Okay. Yeah, man, but this is like a street, this is a mixtape, like street mixtape joint.
Told you, Stretching Bobito,
and,
boy.
And I mean, boy,
the,
oh boy.
The shit he is saying.
Oh my God.
I was like, Free, you're in a dark place.
He's, yeah, exactly. It was spooky like. Yeah. Even and the beat feels a little sinister too, right?
Oh,
it feels
absolutely. It's perfect.
Too. Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Any lines that stand out in the shirt?
Yeah, all of them. Just press
yes.
play.
Yes.
Remember when he started? Remember when he ended?
Remember the last word?
That was, that was my part.
Everything in between.
Yeah, that's the part I fuck with. Yo, turn this up. This is my part. This song fading out.
It's my part.
Nah, this whole shit is crazy. It was like, as I started to like pull lyrics, I was like, this
it's
is
too much. I had to erase lyrics.
I was like, this is futile.
Like,
is
yo, it's not a fucking book report. Like, yo, I'm gonna write
the whole verse.
Oh, it's a whole verse, man. Like, oh my God.
Nah, it's like, if you want to get into anything, but I was just like, this shit doesn't make sense.
This don't make
sense. Because it literally doesn't make any sense. How good. Pun was,
how
man.
How does your introduction to the rap world?
This is the time in rap where if you really cared about this shit and you really was one of them ones, mm-hmm. you wanted to separate yourself from the pack.
Yeah.
And you knew you had to do some different shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is everybody who's coming in that's going to be one of those guys, know that the bar is here. You got to meet the bar or raise it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what did you give You Ain't a Killer?
Not in half.
I give it up.
Gave it up?
Gave it up.
I'm not mad at that, man.
Uppers.
I'm not mad at that.
That's a 10, ladies and gentlemen, in case you knew around here.
I'm not mad
Gave
at
it
that.
A perfect 10.
I'm not mad at that.
Judged
by the heaven's kings down to the devil's mezzanine. Mm. The devil's... The mezzanine is up, sir.
Right, but the devil's down.
The devil's down.
Man.
What are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about, that wordplay.
And knowledge.
Like, yeah,
he's intelligent.
This man is like... It wasn't audiobooks back then, but like, this man has like heard some shit,
yeah,
read some
he
shit.
Been, he been, he's lived some shit.
He's lived some he's shit. Lived some this shit. Man knows.
And there was so much more living for him to do. Absolutely. Like, I think his, you know, like, potential was through the roof. Because
he came in the game, and he wasn't super young when he came in the game. He came in the game at like 25,
right.
26.
He was grown.
Yeah, he was grown.
So yeah,
man. Yeah, he lived.
But it was so, but young in comparison, you know, to.
Still lighthearted, playful, mad, funny.
As we get to, we about to get to Pack of the Max part two skit, yo. Like, this is where Pun shows his personality. Because it's packing the mag in the back of the act, right?
Right?
Like, whenever he discovered that was a thing. But then made it comical and cartoonish. Like, this is great shit. Back in the back of the back of the act. Back in the back of the back of the act. Back in the back of the back of the act.
You can tell he was a big ass kid.
I just wanted to mention that skit because, again, it showed, like, it was lyrical, but he put personality in it. And I was like, oh, this shit is fun.
That's what separates. There's a lot of lyrical guys with no personality.
It's what separates, you know what I'm saying? Precisely. Just, as we proceed, Caribbean Connection, or Caribbean Connection.
Warning.
However you choose. That's your Wyclef?
Warning.
Let me see you do your prize impersonation.
Yo.
Hello, is this the feds? No, let me stop.
Getting that out.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
Young Lord again on production.
I always felt he should have got arrested for those Fuji verses. That's crazy. I think he would go down for this.
Yo, somebody in the comments said he was never good at rapping, so he's trying singing.
Yo! Yo, how did I miss that? That's fucking excellent.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's excellent.
It's really, really funny people in the
that's
comments.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
It stuck with me. All right, man. Let's work, brother.
Yeah, man.
Wyclef on this joint unnecessarily.
I don't know where this came from. I mean, but Wyclef is it makes sense though, because Wyclef is hot as fuck in 98.
Fish grease.
Global fire. Yeah. So
Yo, sidebar, real quick.
Go ahead.
That's We Trying to Stay Alive record. The BG sample.
How do you get away with that?
It's so good though.
John Forte?
Oh my god.
Moonwalk.
There's a pattern I'm noticing.
Yo.
I'm noticing the history.
We're going to let him out and go get that and bring him back in.
John Forte was crazy.
Yeah.
He was crazy. Lyrically, he was crazy.
I don't understand it.
He could have been one of
the ones. He was one of those ones.
He could have been one of the ones. He was special.
I told you, I was like, why isn't
Cannabis told you what to do? Third?
Why isn't he?
Right.
Why isn't he prize? Yo,
if he was in the Fugees instead of Prize?
Bro, that's stupid.
Wow.
One of the greatest groups of all time.
Now that's a group, Lauren, man.
Fucking Wyclef.
Wyclef's musical genius and Prize. Because obviously those two are the lyricists. But you can't take away what Clef brings to the equation.
Not at all.
His knowledge of music.
Not at all. He gives dimension to it because he's so
right.
off.
Like, yeah, he brings that complexity.
Almost like a RZA
to
element to it.
Right. All right. Anyway, man. Caribbean Connection. Young Lord B. What is Clef talking about?
What is Clef talking about? What?
On the song.
I don't speak Spanish, so.
Wyclef definitely brings eyes and ears to whatever it is
especially
that you're
98.
Doing. Yeah, for sure. So it makes sense.
It's $5 million, B.
It makes sense in that regard. It doesn't make sense in the musical.
It doesn't make sense on the rap world.
How does this sound on my album?
On the rap world, it doesn't make sense. But yeah. It does have a global feel to it, and Pun is Puerto Rican. So I think they're trying to make that connection. I mean, I don't hate this record. I actually like this record a lot. It was an odd pairing, but it works. It sounds like some shit that you hear at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You know what I'm saying? And Wyclef is a brilliant musician, brilliant music mind.
Genius.
So he knows what he's like. All right, I'm gonna take you global, but I'm gonna take you global through your roots. I'm gonna make you a record for your people. Okay. But I'm gonna need a verse on that.
But I'm gonna need a verse on that. And therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
Anything specific you want to get into on it?
No, that was it. I think the hook is really wavy. I mean, I don't think we needed a Wyclef verse, but I don't think he stunk it up. You know, he adds dimension to the song.
Okay.
I think he gives some balance, you know. I think there's a place for him. Again, on paper it looks crazy, but like overall I've always liked the song.
It was never one of my favorite joints on the project, mm-hmm. just because we know what our cup of tea is, but I understood mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, I understood it.
I understood it then. I understand it now. It's just a joint. Like, I got it. It just wasn't one of my favorites off the project. What'd you give it?
8.5.
I gave it an 8. Cool. Figured you would have given it 8.5.
Cool.
Glamorous Life, featuring basically Terror Squad.
Pretty much
TS. No yeah. Remy, though.
Were you a big Cuban Link fan?
They tried to make me one.
Tried to make it already. They definitely forced him on.
Yeah,
him.
Like he was poised to be the one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was gonna be the next guy up. But
I never thought he was that guy though.
I thought he could rhyme. It wasn't special to me.
That's what it is. It's like he could rhyme.
He could rhyme.
That was it.
I think they could all rhyme.
He could rhyme.
Yeah.
But like he was a little more lyrical, but like, you know what it is? He rhymed very linear. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always like, if you read it, it's a good verse. It's decent. But like, the way he delivers it, never really a lot of personality. Yeah, it's always right. He's always a straight man.
Yeah, straight man, exactly.
There's no personality in Cuban Link's verse.
For sure.
And I'm like, you can't make a career like that with no personality.
But yeah, they tried to, you know, I think he was poised to be the next one. They tried to set it up. I know him and Pun were really close. Like, that was Pun's man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely Pun.
And
man.
So, everybody by virtue
definitely
of Pun.
Definitely not Fat Joe's man today.
Yeah, and by virtue of Pun, you know, got to be a part of TS and, you know, the alliance with Joe
mm-hmm.
Because of Joe's love for Pun. But yeah, man, nothing was ever, mm-hmm. for me, honestly, not disrespectfully, nothing was ever special to me about anybody else in the TS. And that's how I feel about this joint at all. Yeah, cool. This is a real crew, a posse cut. Posse this cut. Is your real crew.
Beat is cool. LES. You know
what I'm saying? LES Life's, on production. Bitch, yeah. No doubt. Trackmasters. Mm-hmm. He was part of Trackmasters at one point. I don't have a lot to say about it.
Hook sounds very Raekwon inspired too.
Okay.
They do that a lot too, like those long, lengthy hooks that don't really
That's
repeat.
A verse,
that
bro.
Don't really repeat. This thing.
It's like, a verse.
Yeah. Give it an 8.
Give it 8? Give it 7.5. Cool. 7.5. Title track, Capital Punishment. Important to us, the title track.
Very important.
This sets the standard for what the album is going to talk about. What
does Pun do really well?
On this particular album?
In life.
Is rapping.
Yeah, he raps. Okay.
In other particular rap albums, rapping.
Yeah.
Features that he was featuring on?
Yeah.
Rapping. Yeah, he was going to be a good rapper.
Band for Deep.
Yeah, he was. Oh, okay, my God.
Okay.
Who has the best verse on Band for TV?
Who has the best verse?
We can't do that right now.
We've had this. We've had this.
We can't do this right now.
It's still Pun for me. You had somebody else, though.
I think that Nature's Coming Out Party was flawless, bro. Flawless. Because he was the least known in the joint. Like, I don't want to do this right now.
Okay,
I don't want to do this right now.
There's actually no wrong answer. But
there's no wrong answer. No, there's a wrong answer.
Yours is the wrong answer.
Victor Santiago is the wrong answer.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Capital Punishment.
Absolutely. And my point is, this man, what he does well is rap. And on this record,
there's more right here.
He's got a new flow for your ass.
Oh, shit. Talk about it.
New delivery, and it's foolish.
Subject matter, too.
Oh, yeah. It's all there.
Yeah, he really delves into...
Gets in some personal shit.
Like, this is the first time we really get a chance for him to
touches on
back.
Mental health, touches on his sister, her progress, real estate.
I have those all in my notes.
These are, I mean...
Family trauma and tragedy.
Yeah,
society,
man.
Ills. Inner city blues.
It's not just a cosmetic verse. You got the substance in it. It's real shit.
And I love the way that is like metaphorical. Capital Punishment,
right?
You know what I'm saying? The way he utilizes it in this reference, but talking about what happens in the world, what happens in the United States, and what capital punishment
of his environment.
You know what I'm saying? I thought that was really, really smart. Man. Infinite Architects on a production. Prospect is on this joint.
He
does a hook and a verse. If it was just a hook, I would have appreciated it more.
I don't love the hook. I didn't think his verse was bad.
It wasn't bad.
He does the long hook.
It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, the long hook. Yeah, that wasn't
necessary. It wasn't necessary, and I understand putting your peoples on and shit, so I'm not mad at it. But if we're going to really criticize these songs for the song of it, then, you know.
But to me, one of the most important parts of a song is the hook. The hook is way too wordy, man. Well, you can't have a wordy hook and Pun rhyming the way he rhymes.
This is why I keep going back to having people like Wreck-It Men. Yeah, you know, the terminology is Wreck-It Men. Obviously, it could be a woman too.
For sure.
Just having somebody to A&R it. Like, and so I just don't think that they had that yet. I don't think that they had those people in the camp yet. But I still think, you know, what Pun was giving us on this song was some of his realism. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time we really, you know, maybe with the exception of Punish Me, where he's telling the story, maybe true, maybe fictional.
Right.
This one feels a little more organic and not organic, authentic. It feels a little more you know, it's autobiographical.
Almost therapeutic.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. What'd you give it?
8.5.
I gave it an 8. I gave it an 8. Only because it was an 8.5, but just, the prospect thing, I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's the hook for me.
All right, we back into the
museum. Back into the museum.
Well, no, before we get there, we got to go to the skit, the Funk Flex skit. It's so funny. It's so good.
It's so funny.
It's the birth of.
What's it? Tell me. What did it say? We're the greatest.
What is it? It's Touch Gone
Bad,
right?
It's Touch Gone Bad. Tell me too much.
I love that.
I love him, man.
Like, yo, damn, bro.
Personable.
So personal.
This will be the last mention of Life After Death, Iconic Records, but Buck Wild.
Shout out to Buck.
Buck Wild mentioned, you can't do a Biggie series without mentioning Pun, especially Fat Joe's a part of it.
Right.
But Buck Wild says, he talks about how Big Pun and Biggie were the same dude, personally. He's like, yo, they both.
I see it.
Lovable dudes, dark humor, but like, you know, Wild, the dark side is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Women loved them. they loved women. You know what I'm saying? Like, super lyrical. I see it. They were like real.
Again, could take me back to my point. I think he would have made his shot.
I don't know. I think they would have made an album together. That's what I.
That would have been crazy. That's what I. Either they would have joined forces, or that hip hop friendly competition thing would have been there. But yeah, I love that skit. It birthed the phrase Triz Nathaniel.
Triz Nathaniel,
which I love, right? Because
Triz Nathaniel.
This is like super.
He invited. Yo, he invited Flex and the Triz it was a barbecue.
Like it was a cookout. Yo, you want to come? Bring some Budweiser.
Bring a six pack.
Yo, no, but I want to talk about the development of this word, right? So it's train. You run a train, right? Multiple people. You're running a train. Mm-hmm. You slang that out and you call it Triz name, right?
Well, yeah, Triz, yeah.
Triz, Triz. Yeah. Well, Triz name, because then you can shorten. Then you shorten it to Triz. So you go from train to Triz name to Triz. You call it Triz, right? Mm-hmm. Then you call it Triz Nathan. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like Triz name, Triz Nathan. But then you know Nathan to be the shortened version of Nathaniel. So to watch that word grow, but we all know what it means from every iteration of it.
Say it with me.
say it with me. That's when I knew. I was like, man, if I ever get in this business and shit and I be around these artists, Pun is one of the guys that I would be friends with. Because we speak the same language.
Hell yeah.
We have the same sense of humor.
Absolutely.
We understand. We have the same like intelligence level. It's certain motherfuckers
that's not
smart enough to get all our shit. It's why you and I are friends. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody don't get our shit. Like Triz Nathaniel to me, because I knew the process,
the etymology.
I was like, yeah. But yeah, watching the etymology of Triz Nathaniel come to be in the Funk Flex skit was hilarious. All right, now let's take our trip to the museum, you said.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a player. The original. Shout out to Minnesota. So yes, this is the OJ sample version. And I did have in my question, which version do you like better? But you already answered that,
Gotcha.
Talk to me.
Again, first time I heard this record, man, I was like, oh, I've been playing You Ain't a Killer forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, he's... Because again, like, you know, we didn't always love the chick record. Right? We don't always love the commercial record.
Right.
But we always appreciate it when they can...
Appreciate it what it's
you
for.
Appreciate it when you can walk that fine line without playing yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, he's... killing this. It's basically One More Chance, the Puerto Rican version. It's just as raw.
Right.
It's just as sexual. It's just as lyrical. You know what I'm saying? And but instead of like, you know, the Bard sample, you got, you know what I'm saying, the OJs.
Yeah.
And it's still soulful. And it's witty because, you know, Crush A Lot was
right.
him.
Right.
That's what
that was a clean way of saying Fuck A Lot.
Absolutely.
yeah, man. Like, and again, like, lyrically is dope, you know. For me, the moment it was like, oh, he does this too. Like, you know, I'm looking at the Build-A-Bear, if you will. Oh shit, you got that too. Like, you got that in your arsenal too.
Right.
Oh shit. Oh, now he can rap. Oh shit. Like, he rap crazy. Oh shit. He got flows. Right. Oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then it was like, oh, he could do this well too.
Right.
Is it all right if I come down there and sing to you?
How you at your first?
How you put that in a radio record that you don't see. Ship it out to the station?
You don't see.
It's really good,
man. You're just foolish, man.
It is really, really
having
good.
Having fun with it, man.
Great record. Great sample. Yeah, man. Just dope. And for as good as it was, because it was a video for it and all of that, but they took it out. They took it up a notch and made it like a real radio record. And it did exactly what it needed to do, you know. This album went platinum.
And it's interesting because the remix, right, Still Not A Player, you know, we talk about those pockets, right? He's bouncing on it. Like, he's very bouncy, again, learning how to make real records. This one, he's, again, like Biggs, One More Chance, he's just straight drilling it. One More Chance, he's straight drilling it. One More Chance,
you talking One More Chance remix or One More Chance
the original One More Chance, he's drilling it.
Yes, for sure.
Drilling it.
So good.
Box shots, I got you wishing for an intermission, fuck the kissing. And then the remix, he's
laid back with it,
feet up. Still lyrical, but laid back with it. Same thing. He's more bouncy on Still Not A Player, but this one, just like One More Chance, drilling this shit.
Absolutely. Perfect. I think perfect comparisons, bro. Sometimes you get it right, B.
Sometimes
you really, really get it right. What does this record get rated?
It's perfect to me.
This is the perfect record. It's the perfect one.
Perfect record. Yeah, I felt still not a player was the Diet Coke to this. This is, not watered down because it's still a potent record, but it was, dilute a little bit, for mass consumption.
I went back and forth between the 9.5 and the 10, back and forth between 9.5 and the 10. I still think that this is my favorite record of the two, but I understand why the other version worked, and I think it is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I did land on 9.5 here, though.
Figure that. You feel like this is your favorite record, but you feel like Still Not a Play is superior.
Yeah, I got it. But this is my favorite one of the two. Like, if we playing one, I'm playing this one.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll get excited when I hear this. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Because you never hear it,
bro.
Because you never hear it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that plays into it.
The chicken back of me bought me a daiquiri and told me to meet him back at Zachary's because she heard I was packing.
Because she heard
meat. I was packing meat. That's
crazy. He worked at the butcher. He worked at Western Beef.
Not deli slices.
You're an idiot.
Flavorwurst.
We're gonna stay ill. It's disgusting. Are we still in the museum?
I'm not a player. Oh, Twins.
Yeah,
Twins is. For heads. Yeah.
For heads, right? Yeah. Okay.
For heads.
Twins, which is Deep Cover 98.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because I was so green to the music industry and such a novice to how things work, mm-hmm. I didn't understand how they were able to put this song on a commercially released album.
Oh, man, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I used to always, like, when I first heard Jackin' for Beats, I was like, he using other people's beats. Like, how does that work?
But it wasn't on the album.
So I didn't understand. Now I know that they're listed as writers and you got to give up publishing and shit. So now I know the business.
Yeah.
But however the fuck old I was in 98, I didn't understand how this shit worked. But I was like, oh, they took Dre and Snoop shit and went crazy.
I mean, I knew that. I figured they just paid Dr. Dre.
I mean, I knew they paid it, but I still didn't. I didn't understand how that. I didn't understand the full mechanics.
It's a mixtape joint. Yeah. I would never put this on the album, but
it's here. It is.
Here it is. I'm not mad at it being on the album.
This is a big record for them, bro.
Busy.
This is a club, like street,
and also
smash.
But also a smart record because it's West Coast. But they killing it on the East Coast shit. Like, it's really smart.
So I got that the Dre and Snoop version is more stylistic and less lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
I got that the Pun and Joe version is more lyrical and less stylistic.
And more aggressive.
But it is stylistic. Their version is stylistic.
Absolutely.
Too, but it's just way more like lyrically super. Driven.
It's East Coast, yeah.
It's way more lyrically driven.
East Coast aggressive.
Which is the better version of Snoop and Dre's Deep Cover and Big Pun and Fat Joe's Twins?
Oh, I'm gonna go Deep Cover.
You'll go Deep.
I'm going original. Yeah,
original joint. Why?
I'm original because it's the original. It's the first. There's no Twins without this.
Well, yeah, but. So that automatically makes it better? Because like, you can improve upon the original.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
Okay.
I think, again, this is 98. That was 91. That sounds amazing. Today.
To this day.
Amazing.
So it's Twins.
Sounds great. But it wasn't like groundbreaking. It just like these motherfuckers just having at it. Like,
yeah.
Pun's doing what he always does. It's a classic beat, so mm-hmm. you can't really. It's like rhyming over the Benjamin's beat, right? Like he said.
It's like going to the radio and rhyming over what they do is wrong.
Exactly, right?
You can't lose.
You can't lose. It's like, how do you not. Pun on this beat? Like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And also, it's not like he's the first big lyrical rapper to rhyme over this. Big did this.
But first. Again, they took this, shot a video,
yeah.
added it to the album.
Crazy.
And intelligently made it a part of this project.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's smart.
It's super smart.
I would have kept it on the mixtape. But
super
like,
smart.
You know,
but yeah. I guess, and sometimes you remember, like, the streets dictated what you did commercially in your commercial space, right?
For sure.
It might have been too strong to leave off the project. Like, it might have been too much of a staple.
Right.
To leave
off the reaction.
They just leave all that love.
Yeah.
Right. They love this.
They were trying to sell records.
You know what I'm saying?
Fat Joe was like, we're trying to sell records.
Like, Chloe not putting the joint on her. How you don't put your first single on your album? It's weird to me. Yeah. Anyway, what did you give Twins, man?
Nine?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nine and a half.
Nine and a half?
Yeah, nine and a half.
Oh, you like it. You like it.
They rapping really well, man. I mean, this is the birth.
Even Joe. Joe sounds great.
They sound great together. You know, Pun started to bring the best out of Joe, and Joe just continued to evolve since then. It could have been a 9, but Dead in the Middle of Little Italy changed the world. It changed the world, bro. It's the most lyrical hook.
Yeah.
Maybe of all time. Because it's really, the hook of it is, when I say hook, some people automatically think that a hook is a chorus. Yeah, yeah. No, it's the part that hooks you in. It's the part that everybody knows. It's the part that you drop out at the concert or at the party and everybody sings along.
Right.
But it's wild lyrical, B. Dead in the middle of Little Italy, little did we know that we riddled the middle didn't do this. Like, what? You said what, sir? How is that rap scheme, pattern, flow?
How did you write that?
How did you think that? How'd you think that? Dead in the middle of Little Italy. Mm-hmm. Did we know that we riddled. Mm-hmm. See, to middlemen.
He is not. Yo, that's a smart man.
That's an intelligent man. It's certain words. It's certain vocabulary that you use and understand how to use these words. Like, there's not a lot of rappers that would have been inept enough to understand, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, to do that. Anyway, shout out to Big Pun. We love Big Pun. I gave it a 9.5.
Love him. Twins.
Yeah. The Rain and the Sun skit is fire to me. You know, didn't rate it, but it was always one of my favorite joints. Again, man, the skits are not...
I think Dead Prez produced that.
Yeah. The skits are not wasted on this project at all. No. It's crazy. We still got like 8 more records to go.
There's a few.
Boomerang. We have to Boomerang, though.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Pun mercs it as usual. Yes. It is what it is.
Answers yes.
I feel like this could have been a special record. Again, don't love the beat. And he does the long verse again with a verse. I mean, the long hook again with it sounds like a verse, but it's a hook. You could tell Pun's a very much a Mobb Deep QB fan. A lot of these verses sound very Raekwon, Ghost, Mobb Deep inspired. But I we sound redundant now praising this man's lyricism because kills it. It's just like the overall package didn't really age well.
So this, for me, is the definition of a mixtape joint. This is where you show off, you can rap, the beat is cool. Mm-hmm. It's a joint that you throw out there that people mess with or whatever. It's like it's a cool joint, but it's not album caliber.
Right, I thought. Right, exactly.
It's not album caliber.
Right, it's editing floor.
Yeah. And this is where, again, the importance of having someone to come in and trim the fat. You cut some of these records out.
Because now
it's not that it's a whack joint. Joint.
But we 12 songs in already.
We've already surpassed this level of song making, though.
Right.
Yeah, if it's not as good as the rest
you're coming
of the joint,
after Twins, by the way.
It's not right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
if it's
I'm
not
mad at that.
Neither. if it doesn't match up to what we've the yeah. best of what we've right. already done, right. Right. then it's unnecessary.
Right. Right.
So yeah, I gave it an 8.
Same.
Gave it an 8. Same. You came up,
man,
featuring N.O., the guy who escaped him from the fat farm.
Yeah, unbeknownst to him.
Everything is unbeknownst to Nori. The fuck are you talking about?
Yo, did you read that Tax Stone interview?
No, I didn't.
You should really read it.
You said that before. You said you were going to send it to me, I think.
I did?
Yeah, you said you were going to send it to me.
I was probably in California High, but I will definitely send it. You should absolutely read it.
Okay.
I tried to read like half of it, and I couldn't stop reading it. Because you could tell like he's some nigga who had mad time. He has literally mad time on his hands.
Literally.
Yeah. Hey, but like, he makes valid points. But Nori gets it heavy.
Okay.
Nori gets heavy.
Definitely a pause, but whatever. You came up featuring Nori, produced by Rockwilder.
Yeah.
I love this record. I hate that it's so late in the album.
Yo!
Because this is a special record.
This should have been before Caribbean Connection, man.
Yeah, this should have been Caribbean Connection. How about that? This is the better version. Like, it doesn't exactly do the same exact thing.
Nah.
But it's a energetic, fun record.
So fun.
The beat is dope.
You can hear it at the Puerto Rico Day Parade.
Dude, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, this could have been a record that worked in that Caribbean Connection space. Not exactly doing what it does, but a way better record, in my opinion, overall, that possibly could have did that.
How much do you love this hook, though?
Oh, I love it.
so much.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's one of my favorite Nori hooks.
He has a lot of great hooks. Yeah, nah, it's great.
It's great.
It does exactly what it needs to do.
It's great.
Yo, the singing, the fun drunk shit. TS. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, Pun gave us so much jewels, bro. Yeah, so much, like, every time he allowed his personality to shine through outside of just, like, being a superior lyricist, I loved it. I loved all of those flashes.
But now you got me thinking, it's like, damn, like, imagine if he got around, like, real producer that really produce him, because he's got like quality producers on here,
but he
doesn't really sound produced other than like, you know,
you hit the nail on the head,
still not a player,
but right, like, the two spots that I was not on the fence about, but I was like, maybe I could figure out a different way to do that. The real people that produce are gonna push you. They're not gonna be scared to tell you,
Hope you find the answer.
You could figure this out. Yeah. Let's figure this out, right? Yeah. But it was literally the same two parts that in my mind, I was like, maybe I should figure that out. But I just sent it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we do that. Like, we get comfortable in what we do well. And I just sent it to him and shit. Yeah. And he was like, nah, let's try to figure out how these two parts.
You also think that the rest is so good, like, they're not going to hear the little flaws.
Yeah.
You're only going to be the only one but the real ones with the real ones.
But so that's the importance of having someone produce you.
For sure.
And I told him, I was like, yo, bro, I appreciate that so much, because there's not a lot of producers or there's not a lot of beat makers that are going to be like, yo, Tor, like, that's the difference between just somebody who makes a beat and somebody who really gonna produce you.
Yeah.
And that's what D-Dot did. But yeah, to your point, man, you know, if Pun would have been able to be here long enough to get in the studio and really get produced, and you know what I'm saying? Because this is just, to me, it sounds like making records with your homies.
Right.
Joe at that point wasn't making the caliber of records that he is, or maybe didn't even understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he understands it now. Right. So I got, it's fun, it's lyrical, the beat is fire, the chorus is tough. I love everything about it. I love Nori on it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite joints.
Same.
Uppers.
Did you give it?
Uppers.
This is a perfect song?
Uppers.
This is a perfect song.
I gave it up.
Wow!
I was trying to figure out what I didn't like about it.
It's not even about what I don't like about it. I'm just saying, like, this isn't perfect Pun shit. It's great Pun shit. It's not perfect Pun shit.
I think it's a great record.
It is a great record, but it's not a But great and perfect aren't really synonymous.
Okay. I was like, what would I change about this record? It was nothing. Do I still like this record? Am I still excited about it? I played it back so much. I was in the car, turning it up.
As much as I like this song, I couldn't even recite a verse off the top of the head.
Okay. Well, in fairness,
all my favorite Pun shits, I can recite shit off the top of my
head. Yeah, Pun is so ridiculous. But
that's what he does. That's what I'm saying.
Right, he's
like,
so ridiculous. That's a good point, though.
That's a good point. That's what he does. That's his strength. So if it's gonna be perfect, it gotta be perfect Pun.
But it's just, it's so good. He's rhyming on it, though.
He rhymes on everything.
He's rhyming. Yeah, he rhymes on everything.
He rhymes on everything.
What'd you give it?
Nine.
Okay.
Give it nine.
Yeah, we took two off, but yeah. I mean, maybe it was a little hype nightist there too, but I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just really always loved that record. Really, really always loved that record. Tres Leches, Triborough Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about, you know, his love for Wu. You talk about his love for QB. Mm-hmm. We get RZA produced, Inspector Deck featured, mm-hmm. Prodigy featured joint, the Triborough Trilogy. Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
Sounds actually like a Inspector Deck beat.
Well, it's a RZA joint,
don't sound like only built. It sounds like Inspector Deck. Pun loves Prodigy, loves Mobb Deep.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love P.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I miss the fuck out of P.
Oh, I miss P, bro.
Wait, what he does with words, nobody else can do, man. I'm just saying, man. Like,
that's a very true statement.
Bruh.
What he does with words, nobody else can do.
He just maneuvers that shit.
Manipulates the fuck out of how he wants that shit, man.
It's like, you're my word now. And then he has a voice.
And he got a super
one of the illest voices.
Ill voice,
one of the illest voices.
I believe everything he said, yo. Yo, the sky is red. Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at that.
Crimson.
I thought they all went off on this record.
All right, some of them might be a little controversial right now.
Okay. Talk to me.
Pun's verse is not my favorite.
Mm.
It's Deck for me.
It's Deck for you. Yeah, oh, you just mean favorite on the song.
Yes. Deck's verse is so good.
Yeah, Pun so might have took the bronze on this one.
Okay.
He might have took the bronze on this one. All I'm not mad at that. I think they all go off, but
everybody, yeah, they all go off.
Yeah. I mean
but Deck was rapping from jump.
Deck is just
Deck is Deck.
Yeah, yeah, Deck. So Deck is not multi-dimensional.
Exactly. No.
Deck does one thing and he does it really well.
And you gotta pay attention. Because he's not gonna wow you.
Nah.
Like Jizza. Like Jizza.
Right.
You gotta pay attention because he's gonna.
Jizza is just, I mean, literally living up to the name of the genius. His shit is just so smart. You gotta know some shit. Or Google some shit.
Or you can't have ADD.
Or you can't have ADD. So you gotta pay. You gotta be fully focused.
Like, cause Liquid Swords, like, you gotta have that phenomenal production to sit with all of that.
Right. No, that's a Fendi fact.
You gotta have the big. Those beats of you gotta have all of those beats to appreciate
facts.
That man.
That's big facts. But yeah, Deck is like a trained assassin, right? He goes in, you know exactly what he's gonna do. He's like the guy that you get for the heist that is just a master at the safe. You know what I'm saying? He's not the getaway driver. No. He's not the shooter.
No.
He's not the guy that's he know how to crack that.
Atomically. Yeah,
bombs atomically. You're an idiot. Shut up. But yeah, I think
how should he get the safe open?
He listens for the clicks, yo. What what did you give this joint?
What year is this?
98.
Is that listens for the clicks?
1998. What year it is?
Oh man. 8.5.
I give it a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they all went off. I love Prodigy on it. Deck went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Dope joint. All right. Fast Money.
Fast Money.
Fast Money.
Now.
Now. N-O-W.
I was waiting for this, right?
Okay.
Because.
What were you
You made
for?
The very strong comparison to Big, and you were saying how, yeah, buddy.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, buddy.
I see where you're going.
And I was asking you, what can Big do that Pun can't? Pun can tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't have that first verse to last verse movie. He don't have that.
Okay, so in fairness.
Don't have that ability.
This is Pun's first album.
Sure.
In fairness.
For sure.
Biggie didn't have a storytelling join us for, well.
Give me the loot.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot. I like it better than I love it actually.
What?
I love it.
What?
Give
what?
Me the loot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's
of
way,
course you love
it's
me.
It's way
the
better
loot.
Than Fast Buddy. It's way better than Fast Buddy.
Wait, that was never even a
No.
That's not even a question.
Of course not.
Not even a fucking question.
I'm going to the practice.
He was also two
mind.
People.
Yeah, he was also everybody.
He's also two people
yeah,
in
he
the,
was the whole
come
shit.
On now.
He might have been the cops too.
Might have been the cops too.
Who Biggie? Let me jack up, kick it in the back, hit it with the gat. Chill, Shorty. Let me do you're Shorty.
You're Shorty.
You're the one.
Sure. Yeah. Are you looking up or down?
For a curtain diamond, she thinks she's a superstar. So that's not Big's best story.
No.
It's not.
Not at all.
You know, it's not the top. It's
but,
not the.
But showing
even,
you where he was.
Yeah, even where he was
his
then.
His ability, yeah.
Yeah, even where he was then. 10,000% fair point. But I also said that had Big lived and Pun lived longer and Pun got better. Because this is, again, this is like we. This first album shit. And we already talked about
the talent is there.
Yeah, the talent is there.
But even this song has pockets of great storytelling.
It's a cool rivalry story.
He just but he also abandons the story midway and just starts rapping.
And
gets back to his story.
Can't help
I was like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
so yeah, I agree with that.
That's rookie shit, man.
I agree with that. Yep, I agree with that. Danny O and EQ on the production.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, robbery story joint, like you said, man, is he's rapping. Yeah. I'm able to stick to the story and follow along with it for the most part, but it's not.
He doesn't.
It's not as good as if we comparing him to Big and we doing not, first album. Nah, it's not as good as Give Me the Loot. Even though Give Me the Loot is
a different type of story.
But I mean, but it's infant level Big skill set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But even like Me and My Bitch, man, like that's.
Me and My Bitch, yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like, that's rookie Big, man.
It's a good story.
Great story.
Good story. You got to remember the original Me and My Bitch beat.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Way better beat.
Absolutely.
What did you give this joint?
I gave it 8.5.
8.5? Yeah. I gave it an 8.
Give it 8, yeah.
Parental Advisory.
He's still rapping his ass off.
Oh, nah. He's never going to not do
And I also
that.
Like the beat, too.
He's never going to not do that.
Yeah.
He can just
But you know what it was, though? The main flaw with this song, Fast Money, he's doing the Pun rhyme. He's very aggressive. He's drilling it, blah, 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 telling the story. He wasn't supposed to do the hook.
Okay,
that's too much.
Also, he didn't need. He did. You know, he didn't need it all. He didn't need all that. Yeah, he didn't need all that.
Yeah,
you gotta know when to dial it back. Some
exactly.
All right, parental advisory featuring Boss Al Boss, produced by Showbiz. Shout out to Show. Shout out to AG as well.
It's a real one. It's a real one right there. Showbiz.
This is a super real one. Super real one. Love Showbiz. I said this is a solid end to the album. I think it's a very solid end to the album.
Beat is hard.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Pun is being pun. He's not lost a step.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't ever choose to be anybody else.
Right.
But pun.
He did not lose a step, man.
I do have it as a very long road to get here, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of. It's an hour and 12 minute runtime.
Absolutely.
On this album.
Absolutely. I mean, there's also like 4 skits.
But just in total, it's an hour and 20 minutes. So it's an hour and 12 minutes you dedicate into listening to this album.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's just if you just listen to it straight through, don't stop, no skip, no, you know, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I thought it was a dope way to end the album. I like what Busta brings to this joint. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the beat. Yeah, man, a tough closeout.
Yeah. I don't love Busta's track, but I mean, I'm nitpicking right now. I don't love Busta's hook. But that's also Busta back then, you know what I mean?
But what I like about it is that Busta comes and gives us a different voice and a different energy.
Different feel, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Which the last song needed, yeah.
Right, for sure, for sure. A Busta feature probably could have been better used elsewhere in the album or maybe in a different record.
Busta was that hook guy back then, man. They loved the Busta in the mid-90s.
But this is also, you know, I'm pretty sure we've spoke on this before. This is when you are in the studio and everybody's peeking in.
And Busta would come to everybody's session.
He was very smart. He would pop in. Or who up there, you pop in and find his way on records. Absolutely. You know what that does? That raises your profile. I put you in the publishing conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just all the things. And it's a win-win. You know what I'm saying? Because Bust is Bust.
He added value. Yeah, he wasn't like some bum.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't like some bum.
Right. I thought he was about to say something.
No, I was thinking about somebody.
I know you was. Like, I heard you. Don't do it.
Nah, it's a family. It's a family show. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop family.
Let's go.
Overall, I give this album. Overall, I give this album a 9.2.
Overall, I give this album an 8.9.
8.9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's way too long.
Yes.
His crew.
His
crew are the weaknesses.
For sure. For those two things, in fairness, that is what a lot of albums suffered from at this time just putting too many records on there.
You ain't hear Junior Mafia on Life After Death.
And I respect putting your crew on.
I do. But again, we didn't hear Junior Mafia on Life After Death.
Nah, we didn't. Nope. Yeah, I'm trying. Queens. Lil Kim was on Life After.
That's Junior Mafia.
She's in the Junior Mafia.
That's not the group, though. That was Ralph Tresvant. Is Ralph Tresvant New Edition? No, he's the lead.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us and going on this incredible, fantastic voyage. 25 years of Big Pun's Capital Punishment. Rest in power to Pun. Love out to his family. Love out to Joe and the whole Terror Squad. You know the vibes, man. Like, subscribe, share, tell a friend, and tell a friend. This is what we do. Nobody is reviewing albums like this.
R&B and rap.
With the level of depth that we bring to
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
With the cachet that we have, the level of intelligence, and this is, again, humbly speaking.
And experience, yeah, we've been
nobody
around.
Is as good as my partner, and ain't nobody could fuck with his. Man,
how about that?
And that's what we at with it, man.
So, yo, it's hard to earn, bro.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.